week, number two of the postseason finds us in the Automation Alley. Tonight it's the district finals in Division 8 MHSAA football. Two powerhouse programs are on center stage tonight for the WLEW Sports Game of the Week. Good evening, folks, and welcome to another broadcast presented by WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's game, and alongside me tonight, as usual, is a true professional, and even has a license to prove it. Welcome, Dave Hansen, to the broadcast.
Hey, Clark. Excited to be here. I'm loving this setup we got here. I can't quite explain it to everybody, but I'm loving everything about it.
That's right, folks. Winter, or whatever you'd like to call it, gridiron madness is in the air, and we have no window in our booth. We are out in the elements, going to fight and send it off for you just so you can hear it tonight, folks, on WLEW Sports. In 22 short days, the Division 8 MHSAA state champion will be crowned, and 16 teams are still in the hunt. Last week on WLEW Sports, we saw a season end for a multi-talented and inspired area team. Ubley took on the Reese Rockets, gave it their all, had a few chances to swing the momentum, but just fell short.
The tone was set early, Clark. The opening kickoff was taken to the house by Reese. Two costly fumbles really hurt Ubley in this game, but boy, did they battle all the setbacks and gave Reese all they could handle for four quarters.
When the scoreboard showed all zeros, it was Reese 38, Ubley 28. Ubley closed the book on their season with a record of 6-4, but with nothing to hang their heads on.
Especially after starting 0-2, this team really struggled early, rallied around Coach Coffin, really took things to another level, grew as a team, and they're going to be led by some strong underclassmen next year. Kirk Kabotsky, running back on offense, Daniel Rakowski, a freshman on defense, probably was one of the team leaders in tackles, so they'll be good next year.
Well, the game in front of us has Harbor Beach on the road tonight, taking on a very strong and unbeaten New Lothrop Fighting Hornets football program. We'll break this game down for you in a bit, take a look at the other area games tonight. Predictions in all of this leading up to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week. Harbor Beach at New Lothrop. The Division 8 District Finals kick off at 7 p.m. Keep it right here.
Psst. Hey, you, looking for a smartphone? Maybe looking to upgrade, huh? Yeah? Listen, you came to the right place. Me and Thumb Cellular, we can hook you right up. Best phones and service in the Thumb. After we're done with you, you'll be golden. Are you a multitasker, huh? Yeah? Listen, Thumb Cellular, they have all the latest technology for you. Any app you can think of. These smartphones have emailing, texting, tweeting, stock quotes, Facebook. Listen, we've got apps coming out to Yin Yang. Oh, wait. Are you with the other guys? Hey, are you with the other guys? Get out of here. You gotta make the switch. Because with Thumb Cellular, enjoy luxury. Unlimited emailing, unlimited texting, and unlimited web surfing. It's like having the whole wide world at your fingertips. Hey, go tell your friends, all right? Listen, you wouldn't happen to be interested in any watches. Eh, didn't think so.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Just look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new handguns, rifles, and shotguns in stock, including the new Savage, Browning, and H&R slug guns. Randy's can drill and tap your gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find Multi game feeders, trail cameras by Multi and Cuttyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the Thumb provides for the Thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
Good You're listening to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. I'm Clark Ramsey. Alongside me tonight, Dave Hansen doing the numbers with us, is Kylie Kamoski. And it's Harbor Beach at New Lothrop tonight for the WLEW Sports Game of the Week. We'll break down that game in just a second, but let's take a look at the other area teams going on tonight in the playoffs. An 11-man, that is, the Saginaw Novell Panthers take on Reese at Reese tonight. Saginaw Novell's 8-2, Reese 10-0.
Everything I hear about this game, Clark, Saginaw Novell is a powerhouse, and they are going to win this football game. I know Reese is 10-0. You're seeing the two losses by Novell. They are battle-tested. They have played the best in their area. Reese, not so much. They have a few more cupcakes, as you will, along the way. Look for Novell to win that game in a close one.
And Novell lost two games this year, which is shocking for them. But those two games were lost to Flint Powers and a Traverse City St. Francis team. And they lost to Flint Powers 12-34, but they only lost by 6 to St. Francis, a powerhouse. And then, in fact, St. Francis, this is the first year they missed the playoffs since 1989.
Yeah, first time they missed it in our lifetimes, Clark. So that tells you they have been very good. They struggled this year, so that would be considered a bad loss for Novell.
Last week, Novell beat Brown City only 41-6. The Green Devils finished their season at 5-5, being one of the select 5 win teams making it to the playoffs this year. But to face Novell in week 1, I feel their pain.
Novell is always a tough team to handle, especially in their home field. That draw for Brown City, and most teams would consider it, like I said earlier, a buzzsaw team to draw. They're so tough. They have enough guys to play an offensive team, a defensive team, a special teams. They have 60 guys in their squad, so they have quite the field to choose from.
An 8-man now, North Huron at Deckerville. North Huron took out Peck last week in overtime with a final of 14-8. Now they face Deckerville.
Deckerville, a team on there, also a team that squeaked one out at the end. Look for a really good ball game here by two of our local teams that were very good football teams when they were 11-man. I like Deckerville at home. They've always had a good football program. To me, with 3 less guys in their starting lineup, that's 3 more guys that they can use to their advantage. I like Deckerville at home.
And Deckerville, of course, is a perennial power in football, and this is only their first season in 8-man football, but the same goes for North Huron. Well, I talked with Travis Fisher, the head coach for North Huron, way back in the preseason, which seems like an eternity now. He was excited about his squad, and it seems to be panning out well, making a little bit of a run in the playoffs here.
They've adjusted nicely to the 8-man football, and his players have learned this game, which is a little bit new to them. They've always had nice athletes there, so this should be a game that will go down to the wire.
Then, of course, Olin Gage at Bel Air. Olin Gage at what most would consider a rather friendly schedule in the regular season, jumping out of the NCTL when the entire league won 8-man. But regardless, they still have an 8-2 record coming into their game against Bel Air.
Bel Air defeated Kingston handily 46-6 last week and are 7-3 on the season. Look for that game to be a good one as well, Clark. We're seeing playoff time, so these games are all going to be good.
Yes, indeed. That is the name of the game here in the MHSAA playoffs. High school football in the thumb, or I should say the greater Midwest now. Now, if you're curious where New Lothrop is, we are northwest of Flint. There's Flushing, and then there's northwest of that is New Lothrop, little town of 600. We'll get to that in just a hot second, but right now we're going to break for the news, and then right back to the pregame show, the WLEW Sports Game of the Week. Keep it locked on.
For WLEW News, I'm Brian Terry. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg has canceled the New York City Marathon. He had hoped that it would lift the spirits of New Yorkers dealing with the aftermath of the Superstorm Sandy. Instead, some residents were angered that Bloomberg pushed forward with the race. Critics say that holding the event just 6 days after the storm would be insensitive and tie up precarious resources when many people are still suffering. Motorists and people carrying red gas cans have been searching and waiting in long lines for gasoline in New Jersey, New York, and parts of Connecticut. Analysts say that there's no shortage of fuel, but much of it is in tanks at gas stations that don't have the power to operate.